Good morning. This is KCNI Public Affairs. I'm Jeremy Scheip, and we're visiting today with State Treasurer Joey Spellerberg about two topics that could impact a lot of Nebraska families. We'll talk about the state's unclaimed property program and why one in five Nebraskans may have money or assets waiting to be claimed. We're also going to discuss Nebraska's new first-time homebuyer savings account program designed to help future homeowners save for down payments and closing costs. First of all, Treasurer Spellerberg, thank you very much for joining us here today. Appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Let's jump right into this first subject. For those not familiar, what exactly is unclaimed property itself? Before we even talk about kind of this program and where people can check for it, what even is unclaimed property for those that aren't familiar?
Yes, that's a great question, and I have gotten that question a lot. And as you mentioned before in the intro, one in five Nebraskans have unclaimed property, and this is dormant bank accounts, uncashed checks, insurance proceeds, stocks, bonds, funds that may have been forgotten about or lost that are Nebraskans' money. They get returned to my office, the treasurer's office, and then it's my job as a treasurer to return that back to Nebraskans. And so we have unclaimed property in all 93 counties Nebraskans have. And so we operate a website, NebraskaLostCash.gov, where you can go on, you can search your name, your business's name, and see if maybe you have unclaimed property. And it happens, right? Either you forgot about a bank account, or maybe a payroll check was never cashed, or maybe accounts were forgotten about. Really, unclaimed property is consumer protection. It's protecting Nebraskans because after a certain point, the companies, the holders, they have to remit those lost funds to the treasurer's office, and then we go out and return it back to Nebraskans. And so that's really what we're trying to do right now is get the word out, let Nebraskans know it's okay, it happens, right? We're here to serve them and get this money back to them.
Unfortunately, we kind of live in a world where we're kind of feeling at times like we're dodging scams left and right, and we're not really sure what to trust. Do you get that question a lot with this program? Because it seems odd in its face that there's money out there that belongs to us that we can reclaim, but it's not a scam. But I'm sure you run into that question a lot, don't you?
Yes, Jeremy, we do. And that's part of why we want to, again, get the word out, talk to Nebraskans about this is a government program that is here to serve Nebraskans out of the state treasurer's office. And, this is here to serve them. We have Nebraskans' money. We want to get it back to them. But you're right. We do get that a lot, saying, hey, I have money that I maybe not know about, and you're going to send me a check. It does raise red flags, and that's probably a good thing at the end of the day. Just Nebraskans should be aware that, but just to know that this Nebraska's unclaimed property program is here to serve them. And we've returned over $300 million since this program started back in the late 1960s. And we have, been here every year, again, returning money, and it is not a scam. It is real, and again, here to serve Nebraskans.
Do you encourage people to not only obviously search for their own businesses or their own name, but through that website, do you encourage that they kind of check on their family members or grandparents or deceased relatives as well and just kind of start the process for them and kind of push them forward to complete it on their own?
We do, and once people get and interact with the website, it's very intuitive, and you just search your name or your business's name, results will pop up. Oftentimes when you do that, you'll see family members with the last name, right? Or, again, it's very easy to search, and, our average claim that was paid last year was over $1,000. So, it's the average claim is usually less than 50, but we we proactively go out and search to folks. We'll research names. We'll look at and call people and be proactive too on certain claims. And we have a staff of 7 in our office that's what they do every day, is to work hard to return money back. So I just think, yeah, the more word we can get out to Nebraskans about the program, the more they interact with the website and search names and get the word out, I think just the better overall. Because at the end of the day, we all want this money to go back to who the rightful owner, and that's Nebraskans.
All right. So all of you out there listening, NebraskaLostCash.gov is the place to go. I visited it in the past and did that exact same thing. Just kind of think of family and friends that you know of. Just type in their names. And if you see something, send them a text and say, hey, did you know you had some money waiting for you? I'm sure they would appreciate it. And it's NebraskaLostCash.gov. Really easy to do. And we could all use a little extra cash right now. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's switch gears to the First Time Home Buyer Savings Account Act. What is this program designed to do, and why did you feel that Nebraska needed a program like this right now? Because I know you were integral in getting the ball rolling here.
Yeah. So, again, I've been office as your treasurer now just over 6 months, and one of my goals early on was to contact other states, other treasurers and see, hey, what's working? What are you hearing out there? I was also listening to Nebraskans on what they, again, care about, what's important to them. And I kept hearing this home ownership is important. And when we buy homes, we get into our communities, we put down roots, we start building equity. And so one of the programs that is also in Iowa and Kansas, our neighbor, they have what's called first-time home buyer savings accounts. And again, just like you would, we help you save for, you know, college. You know, you start saving for retirement. We just want to start that culture in Nebraska of saving for a first-time home purchase. And so what this is starting January 1st, you'd be able to walk into a local bank or credit union. You'd be able to open up just a savings account. And then, you know, you would begin to save in that account for a first-time home. And then Nebraska you'll get a tax deduction up to $5,000 annually for single and $10,000 for a married couple. You get a tax deduction on that savings, as well as anything in the account that has interest would also grow tax-free. So essentially we're allowing Nebraskans to keep more of their money to buy that first-time home and really encourage, again, starting to save early for that in a tax advantage account. And, you know, when I, Ashley and I, my wife, I went to college in Alabama and we got married there. We moved back to my hometown in Fremont. And the first thing that we wanted to do, right, is buy a home and start to raise our family. And you look at the average age of a first-time home buyer in the country is 40, and that's up over a decade, basically, since the early 2000s. So we've seen this really increase the average age of a first-time home buyer. And, again, I see just a lot of advantages to getting into that home and putting roots down. It really is the American dream, and that's what this program is really meant to help. It's not a silver bullet by any means, but it's basically, hey, encouragement that we want you to live and raise your family in Nebraska. We want you to buy that first-time home in Nebraska.
And, you know, those home prices have certainly changed a lot over the last decade. And, you know, if you can pull a few extra dollars here and there to put into account to have on hand for something like that, certainly a big advantage. And I know that people's ears tend to perk up to the words tax advantage as well.
Yeah.
When I was reading through the details of this law, I thought it was interesting that there are a lot of us have an idea in our mind on what or who would be defined as a first-time home buyer. But there are kind of some particulars there that people might actually have this apply to them, even though they wouldn't think they would. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, so again, a first-time home buyer would be someone that, again, has never purchased a home in Nebraska. They could be first-time home, as well as someone that has been divorced after a certain amount of time. Then you would also qualify for the tax advantage account. So, we have a fact sheet on our website, treasurer.nebraska.gov, that will go through a lot of the details on the accounts. We're going to have a separate tab on our website we're going to put up. This won't start officially till January 1 of next year. We're working hard to get the word out that this is available in Nebraska. And you're right. It also, you could be a grandparent saving for a grandchild. You could be obviously a parent to your son or daughter. You open up an account. There's a lot of different ways that you could use the account to get someone off to a good start and be able to have the money for that down payment for a first-time home. So, I think it's a flexible account. It's something that we wanted to work for Nebraskans.
All great information, and I know that you're a very busy guy. What's the best way for people to keep up with what you've got going on in your office, not only with what we've talked about this morning, but things in the future going forward as you get further into your time as the treasurer? How can Nebraskans stay connected with what you've got going on?
Treasurer.nebraska.gov. That's the treasurer's website. My website will have a new, anytime I'm in the news, we update it as well as any press releases is on that homepage. And then you can easily access the Nebraska Lost Cash, the unclaimed property site as well. As well on social media, the official State Treasurer of Nebraska Facebook page. We update that a few times a week, and so that's probably the two best ways to keep up with what we're doing here in the treasurer's office. And thank you for your time today. And it is our mission here to serve Nebraskans in the programs that we have, and help make their life better. And hopefully, we can get more money into their pockets if they find unclaimed property and help them be able to buy that first home.
All great information. Again, folks, that was Nebraska State Treasurer Joey Spellerberg here on KCNI Public Affairs.